Rule number 5 says that if a noun ends with a Y, then we will replace Y with IES and your singular noun will get changed into plural. For example, spy. The last letter here is Y. That means we will cut Y and replace it with IES and spy word will become spies. Same is with poppy. So cut Y and add IES and it becomes poppies. Now, in this rule number 5, there are certain exceptions like if a noun is ending with a Y, just check what is there before Y. If you have a vowel, then in that case, you know Y doesn't get cut. To make it plural, all we need to do is to add S. So if your noun is ending with a vowel plus Y, nothing gets cut. All you need to do is to write S to change it into plural. For example, monkey. Monkey word is ending with E, which is a vowel plus Y. So this vowel will protect Y. Y will not get cut. And to make it plural, all we need to do is to write S. So monkey becomes monkeys. Rule number 6. Some nouns do not follow any rules. So let us learn them now. For example, man. One man is known as a man, but its plural is men. Similarly, one woman is woman. And more than one, women. Child becomes children, ox becomes oxen. So they completely change. Rule number 7. Some nouns have singular and plural forms alike. That means they do not change, they remain the same. For example, sheep. Sheep, if we are talking about one, it is sheep. And more than one also are called as sheep. Spacecraft. Spacecraft remains spacecraft and fish remains fish in plural form too. But if we want to talk about different varieties of fish, their plural can be fishes. That means if we are talking about various kinds of fishes, then their plural can be fishes. Rule number 8. There are some nouns which have a plural form but singular meaning. For example, news, physics, athletics, etc. Rule number 9. There are some nouns which have only plural forms. For example, jeans, trousers, glasses. Now next, we are going to study about countable and uncountable nouns. Countable nouns, nouns that can be counted. Most nouns in English are countable. We can put a number before them. They have singular and plural forms. One table, four tables. For example, there is one fridge in the room. There are four chairs. Now, what are uncountable nouns? Nouns that cannot be counted. We cannot put a number before them. They have no plural form. For example, can I count one water, two water, three water? No, I cannot count water. So water is an uncountable noun. Rice. Can we count rice? No, we cannot count rice. So rice is an uncountable noun. And there are many more nouns that we cannot count. They can only have a singular form. Can we call water as waters? No. Can we call flower as flowers? No, Not at all. We cannot have plural forms of uncountable noun. In order to specify the quantity of uncountable nouns, we use words or expressions like a little, some, a lot of, much, a piece of, a bit of, a cup of, etc. For example, add a pinch of salt in the curry. I do not have much money. Such expressions are called partitive nouns. Thank you, children.